I came here when I was three, actually. I was born in 1939. What happened was we were from the northeast of England, South Shields, and my grandfather had come down when his daughter had a baby. He was on the River Tyne. He was a tugboatman, first engineer, and he liked it so much that he came back home, told my grandma, right, we're going to move, and consequently, the sons followed. And we started off in Creswick Court, which was off Broadwater Road, and it was that cul-de-sac filled with different families, Jewish families, Italian families, people from London, everywhere, and all the children, we played together. We played Tin Can Busher, hide and seek, when they used to come and cut the fields at the back of the houses where the allotments were. We used to build camps, and we used to have the most wonderful, wonderful time as children, all together in the community. And you daren't be rude to anybody, because you know that, especially Mrs. Bevan, she would tell your parents, so you had to watch your P's and Q's. But it was a lovely, lovely community spirit, absolutely wonderful. Yeah. And I think I was the only two in our court who went to Parkway. Well, the other children went to Petrie, and there was quite a big, sort of big rivalry. And I can remember my first day at school, and I had to stay to school dinners, which was awful. And I was literally dragged up Parkway by this girl called Shirley Moje. And we used to have to walk up to Trevelyan House, which is off Church Road, for our school dinners. And I was faced with a plate with a fish covered in white sauce, but I didn't even open my mouth. I just couldn't eat that. I'll never forget it to this day. But one of the funny, the amusing things is, as we walked past the convent, and every lunchtime there'd be the convent girls one side in their playground, and we'd be saying, "Silly old convent," and they'd be shouting, "Stupid old Parkway." And we literally, why we hated them, I've no idea, but that was the ritual all the time. Absolutely all the time. It was quite amusing, but it was a lovely childhood and lovely memories of friendship. And in the court, there was a lovely old lady called Mrs. Berry. My mum used to send me over with dinners for her, and you know, whenever she made a pie or something. And then my dad kept chickens, so during the war, yes, neighbours would say, you know, if you give me some eggs, then I'll give you this, and a lot of bartering was going on. And I can remember also, during the war, I used to go back up to the northeast on the train with my cousin, and the trains were filled with troops. You never got a seat, you sat in the corridors, on the suitcases, but the friendship... It was just absolutely amazing. Lovely, happy, happy atmosphere, although it was in such dreadful, dreadful times. And then, if we knew American was anywhere near, we used to play at the top of our court, and we'd be saying to them, literally, "Got any gum, chum?" And, you know, they were so friendly. But it was a lovely, lovely time. And they came, they built all the brick bomb blasts in front of the houses. I can remember those, in front of the houses in Creswick Court, the brick walls. And I can remember when, you know, they heard the sirens, then we used to get under the stairs, be quite frightened, really, but always get under the stairs. And then the relief when it finished. And I can remember the searchlights, you know, up in the sky when the aeroplanes were coming over. But a very happy childhood in those times, absolutely. Mm.